Hi, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Simply Hanif Radio Talk Show. I am your host this morning, Sky Edwards, owner and operator of Skyzercise Fitness, located in Southern California. It is my pleasure to be here today. I am a kinesiotherapist, personal trainer, and also a nutrition and fitness coach. I have been in the business for about 15 years, and I just absolutely love, love, love what I do. I love helping people achieve greater health and wellness through proper nutrition and exercise. Today, I am here to discuss the important topic of overtraining. So overtraining happens when we, exactly what it indicates, we overtrain. We do too much and we don't allow our body ample rest time in between those training sessions. So some of it, of this topic might speak to some of you, and I just wanted you to take a look at this case study and see if this reminds you of yourself. You have a weight loss goal. You start exercising a little bit, and you start eating better, cutting back your calories, and you start to lose weight and get results. And this feels amazing, and people are complimenting you, and you want to take your fitness to the next level. So you up your training. You up your time in the gym. You up the amount of cardio that you do, and you continue to cut back in your calories. And this is what happens to get into overtraining. We don't allow our bodies ample rest time. If at all during my show you would like call in with a question, I would highly encourage you to do so. And the number is 646-478-5323. And press 1 to be in the queue, and I'll know that you're online and I can take your call. 646 478-5323. So what is overtraining syndrome? Actually, it's when an athlete or anyone that's exercising performs more training than his or her body can recover from, in which case performance begins to decline. A lot of people believe that if they train harder, the better they will be, despite evidence to the contrary. So training harder doesn't mean it's better. We need to train smart, and we need to allow ourselves ample rest time. An athlete will actually do more than they can physically tolerate, and their bodies cannot fully recover. What are some of the causes of overtraining? So let's take a look at that. So some of the causes of overtraining, the main one is an increase in total training volume and not enough rest and recovery. That's number one. Also, the intensity of the exercise. If you're always going out and exercising at 100%, you are at risk of overtraining. You may have external stress, such as with your job or with life, or something is causing you a lot of stress. So high-stress people actually are at increase of overtraining syndrome. Sleep is very important as well. If you're not getting enough sleep, your body's not resting enough and it's not recovering enough. And this is detrimental to your health. Last month, or actually a couple of months ago, I talked about the importance of sleep. So if you suffer from poor sleep, you may want to go back and listen to those archives. Use of drugs or alcohol and cigarettes put you at risk of overtraining syndrome because your body's just not healthy. You are stressing the body through exercise, but you're not taking care of it properly because you're putting these substances in your body that are actually harming you. Nutrition is very important as well. And I see this a lot with people that are trying to lose weight. People that come to me ahead of time, before they actually get on my program, they've cut calories back so much, they're actually starving themselves and they're over-exercising. And this can be very detrimental to your health. A decrease in calories and an increase in the training is actually detrimental. It's going to actually cause you more harm than good. Right now, I want to go to a commercial break. And here is a word from our sponsor.
Hey, folks, if you are an author and you're looking to publish your book, please visit Majerian Publishing. It's a boutique bookshop where we are concentrating on the digital publishing outlets as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at majarianpublishing.com. That is MajarianPublishing.com. You can also check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of SMB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact SMB Communications at smbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. I'm your host, Sky Edwards, and today I'm discussing overtraining syndrome, which happens a lot with athletes or anyone who is working out on a regular basis. We can really overdo it with our training sessions. So I want to talk about what are the signs of overtraining. So first of all, typically people that are overtraining suffer from diminished performance. They're just not able to perform the athletic event as well as they used to. You also can suffer from persistent muscular soreness. You may have an elevated resting heart rate, which is contrary to what typical athletes have. They usually have a lower resting heart rate. Also, you have an increased susceptibility to infections. Your immune system is actually compromised when you are overtraining, and you're more likely to get sick. You will also have an increased incidence of injuries. You may suffer from an increased joint pain, back pain, or whatever else it might be. You're more likely to hurt yourself. Also, here's one to look for is irritability. A lot of people who are overtraining are moody and irritable. Also, depression can set in, and you just don't have the motivation to do what you used to love doing. Most people exercise and engage in athletics because they love it. They have a passion for it. And so if you notice that you are not so motivated to get out there and do it anymore, you may be suffering from overtraining. So it's something to consider. Also, insomnia can set in, more trouble sleeping. And you actually will suffer from a decreased appetite, which is kind of contrary to what people who exercise do. They actually will increase their appetite when you exercise versus decrease it. So if your appetite is not quite what it used to be, you may be suffering from overtraining. Exhaustion is another one. You're just exhausted all the time. You're tired. Even on your rest days, you still can't seem to recover. You're still tired. And then often what happens, I hear people do, is that they take in more caffeine. They take in a pre-workout to try to counteract that exhaustion. And you're just kind of compounding the problem there. And it's this vicious cycle that we can get into. For women, you may experience changes in your menstrual patterns as well. And all of these conditions can be exacerbated by external stress, lack of sleep, and other external factors that are going on in your life. So what do you do? So if you have any of these symptoms that I discussed, you need to react immediately. You need to take this very seriously and begin by taking 3 to 5 days off from training and possibly more, depending on the intensity of the training and depending on the severity of the symptoms that you're suffering from. And I know that sounds like a lot for you, because I know when I take 3 days off, it seems like a lot for me from the gym, but it's going to really benefit you to be able to come back even stronger and better and healthier so that you can continue on this path of fitness, because that's the whole goal, is to stay on that path. Make sure you get adequate sleep and nutrition and reduce your external stress. So those three things are some of the things that you can change right now. Take a look at your sleep, make sure you're getting enough sleep, improve your nutrition, and reduce your external stress. What I tell my clients is to actually take off 2 weeks a year. if they are really training hard, no matter what the sport or what the activity is, whether it just be lifting in the gym, or if you're a runner or a volleyball player, whatever athlete you are, you do want to take a couple times off each year, 1 week at a time, from any strenuous activity. And that's going to allow you to come back even better and stronger. So how do we avoid overtraining? So these are the things that you want to be cognizant of to avoid any overtraining. You need to follow a progressive overload training plan, which means that we overload the body with the exercise or activity and then give it a chance to recover, adapt, and heal before placing more stress. So whatever the exercise is, make sure that you rest and recover from it. When working out, whatever it is, push yourself to about 90% maximum effort. You do not have to go 100% every time. I cannot emphasize this enough. I know a lot of people feel that they have to go 100% and be a beast all the time. And if they're not 100%, then they feel like they cut themselves short and they could have done better. And they don't feel like they're successful at what they're doing. And that is simply not the case. When you walk out of the gym or you're done with that run, you should feel that you gave about 90%. And you should feel that you could have given a little bit more, and that's okay. You can cut yourself some slack there. Enjoy some easy training days also. Every day doesn't have to be a super long run or a super heavy training session. You want to enjoy those easy runs also. Those easy training days are essential, and do not beat yourself up for it. Your body will thank you. Also, rest days are essential. I have so many clients come to me and ask me, is a rest day really that important? Absolutely is. At least 1 day a week you need to be completely resting. Besides the good sleep that you get every night, and besides the good nutrition, and besides reducing your stress, you really do need to take a one full day off. And possibly even more, depending on the intensity of your training. Even age is a factor as well. Unfortunately, the older we get, the more rest we need. Also, to avoid overtraining, do not repeat the same workout 2 days in a row. So if you are a lifter and you're getting into the gym and doing some strength training, do not train the same muscle groups 2 days in a row. Otherwise, you're going to lead yourself to overtraining. Also, you want to cross train. If you are mostly engaging in cardiovascular exercise, and let's say you're a runner, you actually want to throw in some other forms of cardiovascular exercise to offset the repetitive motion of running, and that's going to help save your body too. Variety is really key when it comes to taking care of our bodies. You also want to get enough sleep, and it's important to have proper nutrition and even supplementation. If you have any questions about nutrition, patient, a proper exercise plan, I would love to help you. You can reach me at skyzercise@gmail.com. That is skyzercise@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Skyzercise Fitness. I'd love to have any questions you have. If you have a question right now, if you're calling in and you have a question, I would love to hear from you. Or if you have a question later, please contact me through my email or through one of those other social media sites, and I would love to help you get on the right path to health and wellness. Well, that is enough for my show right now. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate your support. And this is our last show with the Simply Hanif Radio Talk Show, and I just want to thank Hanif so much for allowing me to have this platform to talk to all of you about health and fitness. It really is my passion. And I thank God and I thank Hanif for giving me this opportunity. Next month, I will be having my own platform. I'm so excited for that door opening up. And I hope that you can join me next month as I have my own platform on Blog Talk Radio. Up next, I would like to introduce the awesome Keith Temple Trotter as he discusses men's fitness. Keith, are you on?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you today, Sky? That was an excellent conversation about overtraining. I truly appreciate it. I'm pretty sure that the listening audience appreciated it as well. Good morning out there on the West Coast. Good afternoon in the Central and Eastern time zones. This is Keith Temple-Trotter, author of the best-selling book, 100 Small Steps, The First 100 Pounds, and contributing blogger to the Huffington Post Health blog. Today, I'm going to piggyback off of Sky's excellent discussion on overtraining by talking about five foods that you should be eating right now for their nutritional and healing properties. Today, all the rage is about colon cleanses and detox drinks. We've become obsessed with keeping the approximate 21 feet of pipes in our guts clean, and that's important. Don't get me wrong. It's even mission critical, but there are 100,000 miles worth of blood vessels running through the rest of our bodies. What about those? What are we doing to keep those 100,000 miles worth of blood vessels flowing optimally and keeping them healthy? And I'm here today to talk about how we do that with food, which is the healthiest way to do it. So without further ado, here are my five foods that if you're not already eating, you should be. And at the top of my list is one of my favorites, avocados. According to a recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, consumption of just one avocado every day as part of a moderate fat, cholesterol-lowering diet has LDL-lowering effects and non-HDL-lowering effects. So I know what you're saying. What's that mean? What is that all about? In a nutshell, LDL is bad. That's the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good cholesterol. It's the LDL that clogs all the arteries and the HDL that keeps them all free and clear. If you haven't been introduced to avocados, you probably have in guacamole, but there are literally hundreds and thousands of recipes out there for you to get that avocado goodness into your body. Do that. Get it into your body. Number two is pomegranate. Not enough can be said about the health benefits of pomegranate. Pomegranate is actually one of my favorite fruits. First and foremost, it's delicious, which is a blessing because usually trying to eat healthy is a exercise in intestinal fortitude. The food is just awful, but until you get used to it because of the way that we've been trained how to eat. But that is not the case with the pomegranate. Pomegranate, throughout nutritional circles, is actually known as a healthy powerhouse food. The fruit contains vitamins A, C, and E, as well as folic acid. And it also contains three times as many antioxidants as both wine and green tea. If you aren't already eating this fruit, please get it in your body. It is great for you. Now, I'm going to take a quick second here to pause to make sure that you have the call-in telephone number. If you have any questions about any of the foods that I'm talking about here, or just any other questions for me about general health and wellness, you can give me a telephone call here at 646-478-5323 and press 1 to get into the queue. Once again, that number is 646-478-5323 and press 1 to get yourself into the queue. So we've gone through the first two foods that should be on your list to eat. The number one was avocados. Avocados will lower your LDL and not touch the HDL, which is the good cholesterol for your body. Pomegranates, which is known as a healthy powerhouse food. And this next herb is called turmeric. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Now, turmeric is the main spice in curry. So if you love curries the way that I do, you've already been introduced to this spice, this herb, and it has been touted as quite possibly the most powerful herb on the planet when it comes to fighting and preventing disease. Now, usually there aren't that many case studies that have been published about these items. You find two or three here and there, but currently there are over 6,000 published peer-reviewed articles demonstrating the benefits of this super herb and its active compound, which is curcumin. Turmeric, most noted for its power to protect and heal damaged liver cells. However, studies also show turmeric can be an effective anti-inflammatory with power to lower bad cholesterol. Once again, we're talking about getting that bad cholesterol out of your system. It can act as an anticoagulant. So for people who have dealt with blood clots, they're familiar with anticoagulants. And is effective against chronic pain. Now, when I read that and heard that, I actually couldn't believe it, that you could use a herb in my yummy curries to fight against chronic pain. I mean, if you're not already a fan of curries, try them. Get the turmeric in you. Another way that people get turmeric into their system is by steeping it and actually using it as a tea. Turmeric and cinnamon with a little bit of honey and some lemon is one of the more popular ways that people get these things into their body for their healing properties. So we've talked about avocados. We're talking about pomegranates. We've talked about turmeric. And now we're going to come to probably one of the most popular spices or seasonings on the planet, and that's cinnamon. Now, I want to make sure that we talk about the right type of cinnamon. The right type of cinnamon to get into your body is a cinnamon that is called Ceylon. That's C-E-Y-L-O-N, Ceylon cinnamon. And you can get this from your local health food stores. And the reason why I'm pointing out that you want to use Ceylon cinnamon is because studies have shown that the regular cinnamon that you just buy from the store in bulk quantities or you use to season your foods with, when taken in large doses, can actually be toxic to your liver. Ceylon cinnamon has not been shown to have any of those effects. So make sure that when you're putting this into your diet and taking larger doses of it, say you're steeping it in tea every day or putting it on your food every day, use Ceylon cinnamon. It actually has a subtler taste to it, but it actually works very well with teas and with food to bring out that flavor because of its subtlety. And take my word for it. Just put it on everything. I mean, put it in everything. I told someone once that it smells like memories of happy childhood mornings. It reduces your cholesterol. It cleans out your arteries. It's full of antioxidants that promote cardiovascular health. It protects your red blood cells from oxidation. And some early studies that are being done, and this is important for me because I am diabetic, early studies show that cinnamon may even have a glucose-lowering effect in individuals with type 2 diabetes. So right now we're going to take a quick break so that we can hear from our sponsors, and I'll be right back to you with a recap of the first four and number five.
Hey, folks, if you are an author and you're looking to publish your book, please visit Majerian Publishing. It's a boutique bookshop where we are concentrating on the digital publishing outlets as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at MajarianPublishing.com. That is MajarianPublishing.com. You can also check us out on Facebook.
Hey, I'm on my blog.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Pavia of FNB Communications, And you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FMB Communications at fmbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back. Today, you are here with me, Keith Temple Prater, best-selling author of the book 100 Small Steps, The First 100 Pounds, and contributing blogger to the Huffington Post Health and Wellness section. Today, we're talking about five foods that you should be eating right now. I'm asking you all to stretch your palate so that you can look and feel better. We've gone through the first four items, and we'll do a quick recap of those first four items, why you should be eating them and getting the nutritional goodness into your body. Number one is the avocado. The avocado has LDL, which is bad cholesterol-lowering abilities, and it doesn't have any effect on the HDL, which is what helps keep your arteries free and clear. The pomegranate is known as a healthy powerhouse food. It contains vitamins A, C, and E, as well as folic acid, and it contains three times as many antioxidants as both wine and green tea. Turmeric, which is the main spice in curry and has been said to be quite possibly the most powerful herb on the planet when it comes to fighting and preventing disease. It has over 6,000 published peer-reviewed articles talking about its effective anti-inflammatory properties, properties that also help to lower bad cholesterol and act as anticoagulants to keep your blood flow going free and clear, and is effective against chronic pain. Ceylon cinnamon, once again, go to your health food store. You can buy Ceylon cinnamon in bulk. It's relatively inexpensive, and make sure it's Ceylon because regular over cinnamon that you buy from the store can actually be toxic to your liver. And I'm saying put it on everything. Put it on your coffee. Put it on your food. It brings back good memories for me. It cleans out your arteries. It's full of antioxidants. It promotes cardiovascular health by making sure that your blood cells are protected from oxychloroquine. My fellow diabetics out there, early studies show that cinnamon may even have glucose-lowering effects in type 2 diabetics when taken as a supplement. And the last one today is green tea. Green tea has been used as a health supplement for millennia and is arguably the healthiest beverage on the planet. Green tea has also been proven to aid a little bit in weight loss, and it's also, studies have shown that it has the ability to increase brain function. The tea also kill certain bacteria in the mouth, preventing disease, and keeping your kisser, well, kissable. There are lots of recipes out there where you can steep turmeric and cinnamon in green tea, and you'll have a tasty beverage that will have your body and brain in beast mode all day. So those are my five items: avocados, pomegranate, turmeric, Ceylon cinnamon, and green tea. Thank you very much for tuning into the Simply Hanif radio show with Sky and Keith Temple Trotter. You can reach out to me at www.100smallsteps.com or on Twitter at Temple Trotter or on Facebook at 100 Small Steps.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so you may be the only God someone sees today.